Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool lined up. Absolutely. We're diving into a hot topic in the AI image generation world, Midjourney versus Flux. And let me tell you, it's not as simple as it sounds. Exactly. A lot of folks out there are trying to pick a side in this debate, but I believe that's the wrong question to be asking in 2025. So, what are you saying? It's not about choosing one over the other. Right. Think of it like this. If you're asking Midjourney versus Flux, you're just looking at the paint job when you should really be focusing on the engine. You know? I see what you mean. So, what's the real difference in 2025? Well, for starters, it's all about workflow now. Back in 2023, the Midjourney versus Flux discussion might have revolved around which AI generated prettier images. But today, it's so much more about how these tools fit into your production pipeline. Interesting. Can you break that down a bit more? Sure. Think of Midjourney as a high-end concept car. It's visually stunning. You type in a prompt and bam, you get something that's practically art. But when it comes to consistency, it struggles a bit. If you want to generate 10 images that all look the same, it can veer off track. And what about Flux? How does it compare? Alec, Flux is more like your heavy-duty work truck. It's built for control and consistency. If you need your character to do something specific, it tends to follow, you know, your instructions better. It's not as flashy, but it gets the job done reliably. Got it. So, it's like trying to race a truck when you really should be using it for hauling, right? Exactly. I see creators burning through their credits trying to get Midjourney to render precise text for thumbnails, while others wrestle with Flux to create quirky or abstract images. It's all about using the right tool for the right job. That makes a lot of sense. But what about the financial aspect? Is there a cost difference between them? Oh, definitely. If you're running a business or even a popular YouTube channel, you have to pay attention to the overhead. A wild stat? Midjourney cut its inference cost by 65% just by switching to new hardware. Wow, that's impressive. So, they dropped their monthly bill from over $2 million down to under $700,000? Alex, you got it. That kind of efficiency can save them $16.8 million annually. It's a game changer. So does that mean aesthetics aren't the only thing to consider anymore? Exactly. It's really about the cost per usable image. If you're generating 50 images in Midjourney just to find one that's good, that adds up quickly. Meanwhile, Flux might get you the same quality with far fewer attempts. That's a great point. It sounds like you really have to consider your production workflow too, right? Absolutely. Consistency is crucial, especially if you want to maintain a brand identity. In Midjourney, if you create a character and want it to wear a specific outfit, you might end up with something completely different on the next try. Ugh, that sounds frustrating. So is that where Flux excels? Alex, yes, Flux is rated highly for text fidelity and layout consistency. If you tell it to create a character in a blue jumpsuit, it usually sticks with that throughout generations. Wow, that's a huge advantage for professionals, and I imagine this is even more important for things like YouTube thumbnails? Exactly, you need to account for space for your face, text, and UI elements. Midjourney can fill every pixel with detail, which looks great, but can be overwhelming. Flux is better at leaving negative space, making it easier to add overlays later. Speaking of overlays, I've noticed tools like Canva are integrating these AIs. They're not trying to reinvent the wheel. They're just using the best available tech. Right? They know users want results, and that's why the debate of Midjourney versus Flux is fading. It's becoming more about using multiple models together to get the best results. So what's the strategy moving forward then? How do you build a hybrid workflow with these tools? Here's a winning workflow. I see for 2025, start with ideation in Midjourney for mood and color palettes, then structure your designs in Flux for specific assets. After that, assemble everything in a tool like Figma or Photoshop for the final touches. That sounds like a solid approach. And don't forget, you need to adjust your prompts for each tool. If you talk to Flux like you do Midjourney, you're going to have a bad time. Good to know. So the bottom line is, if you're still asking which one is better, you're missing the point. Midjourney is your concept artist, while Flux is your production artist. You really need both. I love it. This is going to change how I approach my projects. Thanks for breaking this down for us today. My pleasure. And to all our listeners, remember that the market is shifting toward orchestration and mixing models, so don't hesitate to use what works best for you. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.